Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. A swarm of umbrellas crowded outside of Vancouver Centre MP Hedy Fry's office on Monday morning, March 16th, and the people under them were there to express their concerns surrounding Alberta's Bill 11 or the Health Statutes Amendment Act, which passed in Alberta's legislature in late 2025, would serve to create the legal framework for a two-tier medical system in the province. While these changes would be limited to Alberta, concerns have been raised about the precedent that such a change to the medical system would create for other provinces and provincial governments. In response to the concerns raised around Bill 11, the BC Health Coalition organized a rally outside of MP Hedy Fry's office, where they urged the long-standing Liberal Party member to have the federal government stop the bill from being enacted. Hedy Fry was in attendance and gave a speech expressing her disapproval of Alberta's Bill 11. Similar rallies were organized by provincial health coalitions across Canada that very same day. CJSF attended the rally, and we were able to speak with some of those in attendance, as well as the rally's organizers and speakers. This included Cleo Lake, co-chair with the BC Health Coalition and SFU Masters of Public Health student, who we spoke to about the importance of the rally for them.
So we're here today because Alberta's Bill 11 is an existential threat to our public healthcare system, not only in Alberta, but across the country. If Alberta opens the door to privatization like they are doing with Bill 11, that opens the door to U.S. private insurers, hospital corporations coming into Alberta, coming into other Canadian provinces, and if the federal government does not intervene, the Canada Health Act is practically moot, and this will open the door for Saskatchewan. They've already signaled that they want to go the same direction, and so many other provinces and territories. So really right now what we're here to say is to tell the federal government you need to intervene, you need to stop Alberta's Bill 11. We heard some statements from Hedy Fry today saying that the federal government is looking at this, but we really, really need a strong voice on this, and we need them to come out publicly in force and tell Alberta to back off. We've seen the federal government really being somewhat conciliatory towards Alberta right now, and Alberta's trying to flex their muscle, but this is endangering everybody in Canada, Bill 11, so yeah, we're here to speak up and, force the federal government into action.
Is there a concern of, something like this having a ripple effect within BC as well? You mentioned Saskatchewan, but, in the province of British Columbia specifically.
Fortunately, we have, on paper, progressive government, provincial government here in BC. But BC as well is already, carrying out privatization in small ways when it comes to contracting out services. Even though they will say that the service is publicly administered, it's being privately contracted. We see things like TELUS Health. We see all sorts of corporations coming up and coming in and offering quick fix private solutions to issues that really do require public investment. So, all it takes is a change of government. But we also know that, Canada and the U.S. Are part of a monumental trade agreement in NAFTA, and the U.S. is home to the largest, most powerful private health insurance lobby. So, if Alberta opens the door and they say, you can come in and you can compete in our market, those U.S. companies will come and they will demand that they should be allowed to compete in Canada. And if that happens, they will demand that they can compete not only in Alberta, but also in BC and elsewhere. So that's why this is so dangerous, and that's why when we say existential, we mean existential.
Next, we spoke with Dr. Rita McCracken, a family physician in Vancouver, as well as a primary care research and development lead for the School of Medicine at Simon Fraser University.
So provinces have a lot of leeway in how they run their province, and so they can go ahead and come up with whatever laws. Now, the Canada Health Act thought ahead about this, and it said that if a province starts allowing physicians to bill for medically necessary services, that the amount of money that is generated from that process will be withdrawn from federal transfer payments. So there is a built-in penalty process to stop this from going forward. And many provinces get up to 25% of their provincial budget from those federal transfer payments. So it could be a significant deterrent, but we would need to see action from the federal government to make sure that that happens.
Mm-hmm. You know, for those that are concerned about this going forward and the sort of ripple effects it could have within other provinces, what do you suggest they should or can do?
So I think that, number one, you should let your MP know, your MLA or your MP, know that public health care is important to you. The BC Health Coalition does great stuff for raising people's awareness. I'm a member of Canadian Doctors for Medicare, which is another organization that produces information, stays up on the news, reviews things. We take evidence very, very importantly. We really want to make sure that we're talking about facts and not about feelings. And I encourage everybody to try to get a little bit more information. Make sure that your follows on Instagram and TikTok are people who are actually using evidence and facts. And read the newspaper. Listen to the news.
This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.